All right, we're going to start here on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Bet by the two dots. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Havaka Azil Ba'orcha, Ashkecha de Bruria. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was going on the way, and he bumped into Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir, the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tirajion. Amala, Be'esu Derech Nelech Lud. What's the directions, please? Could you give me some directions to get to Lud? Amalei Aglili Shoteh, you foolish Galilean. You're excessive in your speech with a woman. You should have just said a much quicker, shorter form of the question so you didn't have to speak so extensively to the woman. She found this young Talmid that was going over his girsa, going over his Torah Shebaal Peh, quietly to himself in an undertone. Batsha Bey, she kicked him. Amalei, lo kach katuv. Isn't this what it says in the pasuk? Arukah bakol ushmura. Im arukah beramach evarim shelcha mishtameret. If it is laid out with your 248 limbs, then mishtameret, then it stays with you. Ve'inav, ena mishtameret. If not, it doesn't stay with you. We have a similar pasuk that we quote the Gabay davening, which is kolot smotai tomarno. That all of my being should speak to you. That's the source for shuckling or moving during davening. But the same thing over here, that person has to engage their whole body, including their lips, including their speech, in order to remember their girsa. They have to speak out loud. Their learning has to be done out loud. Tana, Talmid Echad Haya LeRabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Shaya Shoneh B'Lachash, that he was going over his girsa quietly, to himself in an undertone. Achar gimel shanim shachach talmudo. After 3 years, he forgot everything that he had learned. Tano, talmid achar hayah lo Rabbi Eliezer shenitchayev bisreifa. Lamakom that he was chayav sreifa to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amru hanichu lo adam gadol shimesh. He said, leave him alone. He served a great man because he had been mishamesh Rabbi Eliezer. It's not clear here from the Gemara what it means, Shinitayev Srifa Lamakom. What he was Chayev Srifa for was it was only Bebeitin Shalmalo, Beitin Lashalmato, and then Amru. Doesn't say here who they were speaking to, who was the they and who they were speaking to. But it seems that they davened to Hashem to leave him be or to back off because he served a great man. Amrle Shmuel the Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel says to his Talmid Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana Patach Pumeich Kari. Shinana being the nickname for Rabbi Yehuda, whether it means sharp one or Rashi in some places says that he had long teeth. Tach Pumeich Kari. Open up your mouth. Be heard when you're going over your Torah Shebich Tav. Patach Pumeich Tani. And open up your mouth when you're going over your Mishnah, your Torah Shebi'al Peh. Keheichi dit Kaimbech Vetorech Chayi. In order that it should stay with you, you should be able to preserve it, and you'll have a long life. Shinemar. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki chayim heim lemotzehem udochol b'saro marpe. That they are a lifeline to those that find them. And the chol b'saro, to all of his flesh, to his whole body, marpe, it's a salve, it is a cure. Al tikri lemotzehem, don't read it as lemotzehem, ela lemotzehem b'peh. Not to those that find them, but rather those that articulate them, those that speak them out loud. Amrle Shmuel the Rav Yehuda. So Shmuel says to his Talmid Rav Yehuda, Shinana chatuf ve'achol chatuf v'ishte, says, grow quickly and eat, go quickly and drink. Da amud azlina mine kihilula dami. The world that we're in is like a big party, is like a wedding that is fleeting in nature. It goes by momentarily, so you can't waste all your time eating and drinking when there's so much to do and such a short time. Amarle Rav, the Rav Hamnuna. Rav says to Rav Hamnuna, Bani, im yesh lecha, hetev lecha. She'ein bish'ol tanu. He says, if you have the means, enjoy it, because once you're in the kever, there's no benefit from the money that you've accumulated. Ve'ein lamavet hit mameya, and death doesn't wait, meaning that any moment you could pass away. So you should utilize that money you have. You should live, eat, drink, and be merry, because you have no idea what tomorrow will bring.
When he says,
yes, yes. When Shmuel said it to Rabbi Yehuda, it was said about learning, about taking advantage of lamazeh. Here, Rav to Rav Hamnuna is not speaking about learning, but he's speaking about really your physical needs and your monetary needs. Key. You'll say, I'll leave it over for my children after me. Who is going to tell you when you're already in the grave what your children are going to do with it? They could waste it. They could lose it. They could spend it. You don't know what's going to happen, so you may as well use it. It's a very interesting attitude about the accumulation of wealth, not saving, but rather spending it so that it's all used up. Famous of the French king who was raiding the coffers of the monarchy in which his ancestors had saved over many generations, and he was spending it without any regard. And he said, after me to the deluge, which means whatever happens after me, I'll be dead, won't matter. So I don't have to save for the next generation. This idea here also, that you gotta use what you have, because you have no idea if there'll be any benefit if you don't use it. People are similar to the vegetation that grows outside. Some of them bud and come forth, and others wilt. So that some, as they get older and bigger, their accumulation of wealth keeps pace with them, and others are not as lucky. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Amalech b'derech ve'ini molivaya. Person is walking along the way and he doesn't have anybody to accompany him. Yasok b'Torah. He should learn Torah, because shenemar k'leviat chein, they are an accompaniment of righteousness. Chash b'rosho yasok b'Torah. A person has a headache. His head is bothering him. He should engage in Torah. Shenemar, ki leviat chein heim l'roshecha. So the beginning of the pasuk that we just quoted before, but the next line in the pasuk is heim l'roshecha. They are an accompaniment of graciousness to your head, a crown of graciousness to your head. Chash bigrono, person has pain in his throat. Yasok b'Torah. Shenemar, ve'anakim l'gargarotecha. They should be charms for your necklace, for your neck. So this is again the continuation of the pasuk. Leviat chein heim l'roshecha v'anakim l'gargarotecha. Chash b'me'av, person who has a stomachache, yasok v'Torah, he should engage in Torah. Shenemar, rifot tehi l'sharecha, that it should be a medicine, a cure for your navel. It should be beneficial for your stomach. Someone who has pain in his bones, yasok b'Torah, shenemar v'shikui la'atzmotecha, that it should be marrow for your bones. So that pasuk, actually, it's a different pasuk. It's funny here that the Torah Or does not quote a separate pasuk, it just keeps going. The original pasuk is from Mishlei Aleph, and pasuk Teh, which is k'viat chein heim l'rashecha v'anakim l'gargarotecha. This pasuk is pasuk that is from Mishlei Gimel, pasuk Chet, which is Rifut tehi l'sharecha v'shikui l'atzmotecha. Chash b'chol gufo, if a person feels pain in his whole body, yasok b'Torah, should also engage in Torah, shenemar, u'lechol b'saro marpe. And that's from the pasuk we quoted from Mishlei Dalet above, ki chayim heim l'motzeihem, u'lechol b'saro marpe, that for his entire body, his entire flesh, it is curative. So here the Gemara gives the medicine for any ailment. That medicine is yasok b'Torah. I'm Rav Yehuda v'Rabbi Chiya, bo re'eh shalok midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midat basar v'dam. That Hashem is not like a human being. Basar v'dam, adam notein sam lechaviro, zeh yafeh lezeh kasheh. Person who gives medicine, it has side effects. It's beneficial for one ailment, but it causes side effects or it's detrimental for something else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein ochein. God is not like that. Natan HaKadosh Torah l'Yisrael. It gives the Torah to Yisrael, Saim Chaim, L'chol Gufo. It's beneficial to the whole body. There are no side effects, Shenemar. L'chol B'saro Marpeh. It's curative for the whole body. It has nothing that is detrimental about it. Amar Rabbi Yami, Mai Dichtiv. What is meant by the Pasuk? Ki Na'im Ki Tishmerein Bevitnecha Ikonu Yachtav Al Sfatecha. That they are pleasant when you keep them, preserve them in your stomach. Ikonu, firmly, yachtav asvetecha, when they are together on your lips. Eimatai divrei Torah naim, when are the divrei Torah pleasant? Bizman shetishmarim bevitnecha, when you have them in your stomach, meaning that they are part and parcel of you. Veimatai tishmarim bevitnecha, and when are they kept in your stomach? Bizman shikonu yachtav asvetecha, when they are articulated together on your lips. So it's similar to what we had said before, that the articulation of Torah, the saying over of the Torah, is what keeps them and preserves them for you. Bizera says the source is actually from here. Simcha la ish b'ma'anepiv, v'dvar b'ito matov. Happiness for the individual who has answers, who can, with his mouth, give answers. V'dvar, and the word b'ito. In the right time, matov, there's nothing better than that. E'matai simcha le'ish, when does a person have simcha, happiness? Mizman shim'aneh b'piv. When he has, right on his mouth, on the tip of his lips, he has the Torah, and then, again, he articulates his Torah, and that's what gives him happiness, because then he has the answers. Lishna achrina, e'matai simcha le'ish, b'ma'aneh piv, mizman. When a person has something to say in the right time, shedvar b'ito, matov. Because something in the right time, there's nothing better than it. So the simcha le'ish is when you have the right answer at the right time. The right answer, or you have the right response at the right time. And that is because there's nothing better than being in the right place at the right time, or saying the right thing at the right time. Rav Yitzchak amar ha'acha, ki karov elecha davar ma'od b'ficho b'lavavcha l'selto. This you have the ability to do, it's close to you. B'ficho b'lavavcha, that in your mouth and your heart, l'selto, to do it. This is Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life telling Bnei Yisrael that this is easy for you to take care of, to do, to learn Torah, to do tshuva, machloket, about the understanding of this pasuk. E'matai karov elecha, when is it close to you? Bizman shepicha ubilvavecha lasoto. When is it close to you? When it's in your mouth and your heart to do it. So again, the articulation and the preservation of the Torah will make it close to you. Rava amar mehocha. Rava says it's from here. Tavat libo natantalo. Vareshet sfatav balmanata sela. The desire of his heart you gave to him, and the request of his lips you did not withhold. Ematai tavat libo natatolo. When do you give him the desire of his heart? Bizman shereshet svata b'manata sela. When he doesn't hold back the requests of his lips, or again what we were trying to say here, that he doesn't hold back his Torah. His Torah is being articulated, that is being spoken. Then he tavat libo, then he gets the desire of his heart, and the Torah is preserved. Rav Arami k'tiv, it says here in the pasuk we just quoted, tavat libo natatolo. Uchtiv areshit svatav balmanata sela. Zacha tavat libo natatolo. Vizoche, then the desires of his heart are responded to. Lo zacha areshit svatav balmanata sela. If he's not zoche, then the request of his lips, you will not withhold. You could read it one of two ways here. Either in the first instance, he doesn't have to ask. He simply thinks about it and he gets his desires fulfilled. That's when he's zoche. When he's not zoche, then he has to be a reshet svatav. He has to make the request. He has to ask God for it in order to be responded to. Or he could be saying, reshet svatav bal menata sela, instead of reading it as that you did not withhold, but rather the requests of your lips were withheld. He could be reading it there that if you're not zoche, then even the requests of your lips are not responded to. Tana debe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, go magom shneemar netzach, sela, and vaed, ein lo hefsek olamit. Those are words that mean forever. Netzach tektiv, hilo olam ariv, v'lo netzach ektsof. As God says that I will not forever be quarrelsome or quarrel with you, v'lo netzach ektsof, and I will not forever be angry at you. This is one of the haftarot that we read during the Shiva de Nechemta. Sela tektiv, kasher shamanu, kein reinu, bi'ir Hashem tzvakot, bi'ir elokeinu, elokim yechonuna ad olam Sela. So here the word Sela is used in the context of meaning forever, that just Shir Shemano, the way we heard, Kein Re'inu B'ir Hashem Tzvakot, we saw in the city of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ir Elokeinu, the ear, the city of our God, Elokim Yochanana, God should keep it standing, its foundations together, Adolam Sela, forever. So Rashi says that the juxtaposition of Adolam and Sela shows you that Sela means ad olam va'ed dichtiv Hashem imloch the olam va'ed, and again here you have the olam juxtaposed to va'ed, so va'ed means the olam forever, va'ed and onward, forever and ever. So the va'ed and the sela you see are used in that context of being forever or continuous. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my dichtiv, what is meant by the pasuk va'anakim legargarotecha that we quoted above? If a person makes himself like a necklace that is loose around the neck. And number two is, v'nireh v'enu nireh, and he is visible and not visible. Talmudo mitkayem b'yado. Then he preserves that which he learns. V'imlav, ein talmudo mitkayem b'yado. If not, what he learns, he does not remember. So Rashi says, what does it mean that it's loose around the neck? Kachu na'im umuritzeh labriot. This is a person who is pleasant and mi'urav babriot, someone who people enjoy his company, just like when it's around the neck, if it's not too tight, it moves around. So that's also, but he is easygoing with the people. That's number one. V'nir'eh v'enu nir'eh is, Rashi says, im talmud chacham hu, enu rodef latzeit v'lavo b'shuk el yoshev mechazer al talmudov mitzkayem b'deyodo. So instead of going out and being in the shuk all the time and running around to make a living, he takes the time to sit down and go over his girsa, so that's how it stays with him, that's how he's able to maintain it. Vama Rabbi Elazar, my dichtiv lechayav karugata bosem, his cheeks are like a bed of aromatic vegetation. Im misim adam atzmo karuga zu shakadol dashimba, so a person makes himself like this patch where everybody walks on it. Ukbosem ze shakom mitvasmimba, and like this perfume or this aromatic vegetation that everybody uses to adorn themselves. Talmudo mitkayim, then he will preserve that which he has learned. Vimlav ein talmudo mitkayim, if not, it doesn't stay with him. So Rashi again explains what's her called dashimba she'in lo gasut. He doesn't act or carry himself in a haughty manner. Shakol mitbasbim mimenu, as Rashi points out, that is shmalamed Torah l'talmidim, that he teaches Torah to others. So that is the methodology, or one of the ways to preserve that which you've learned is to go over it, but to teach to others that which you have learned. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, my dichtiv luchot even. What is meant when we talk about the luchot even? Im adam masim et atzmo lechayav ke'even zu she'enu nimchet, talmudo mitkayim biyado. If a person makes himself et lechayav his cheeks ke'even zu, like this stone that is not erased or wiped out, talmudo mitkayim biyado. So as Rashi points out, what does that mean? Ke'even she'enu nimchet, like the stones that make up the roads that people walk on and they traverse and they do not get worn down. It doesn't hold back from going over that which he learned and to teach others. Then it's preserved for him. If not, then the Talmud does not stay with him. That it's etched or inscribed in the luchot. Il male no nishtabru luchot arishonot. Had the first luchot not been broken, lo nishtachacha Torah miYisrael, Torah would not have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael, because the term that was used here is charut, it's etched, something that's etched in stone that doesn't disappear, that does not get erased. V'achar b'Yaakov amar ein kol ma v'lashon shalet behen. Had the first luchot stayed intact, no nation would have had shilton, domination over Bnei Yisrael, shenemar charut. Al tikra charut, ela cherut. Don't call it charut inscribed, but rather cherut. Freedom, the same way that they darshan it in the Mishnah in Avot. Amar Rav Matna, Maidichtiv. What is meant by the Pasuk? Umi Midbar Matana, in the Az Yashir that's found in Parashat Chukat about the Be'er. Over there, the conclusion is, the concluding Pasuk is, Umi Midbar Matana, Im Mesim Adam Atzmoke Midbar, Zesh Agod Hashim Bo. Person makes himself like a desert that everybody walks on. Talmudo Mitkayim Biado. Then that which he learned stays with him. Ve'im la ve'in talmudo mitkayim biyado. If not, it does not stay with him. Rava Bray, the Rav Yosef Barchama, avalei milta, the Rav Yosef Be'adei. So Rava had an issue, altercation with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was angry at him, upset at him. Imata mala yoma de kippurim, it came to Erev Yom Kippur, mezel ve'ifaisei, let me go and try to appease him. Azo ashkechei l'shamei, dekamazig le'kasa, he saw that his servant was pouring for him, was mixing for him some wine. I'm like, Havli, let me do this, and I will do it. I will mix it for him, I'll dilute it for him. Yavle Mazge, he gave him the mixture. Kiditame, when Rav Yosef tasted it, Amar, Dami Hai Maziga, the Maziga de Rova Bred Rav Yosef. This dilution tastes like the dilution of Rav Bred Rav Yosef Barchamo. And we know that before, in the Gemara back on Daf of Tet Amud Bet, there the Gemara spoke about the dilution that Rav used to do, that he used to do 3 parts water to 1 part wine, whereas the more standard was 2 parts water to 1 part wine. Those were stronger wines, but Rav had a particular way of diluting the wine. So he says, I'm alive, I know who. This is, it's me. I'm the one who did it. You're right. Amalei, dotete, vakarech, adufashitli, hanekrai. Don't sit down, don't go on your knees until you explain to me these psukim. My dechtiv, umim bidbar matana, umim matana nachliyah, umim nachliyah ubamot, umim ubamot agai. So how do you explain that pasuk? I'm like, im adam masim etzmok umidbar zesh akol dashimbo. Person makes himself like a midbar that everybody walks on. Torah nitna lo bimatana. The Torah is given to him as a gift. Bekevin shenitna lo bimatana. Once it's given to him as a gift, nachalo okel. Then his inheritance is Hashem. Shneamar umimatana nachliel. Bekevin shenachalo okel olah degdula. And since now he's inherited Hashem, or is the inheritance of Hashem, then olah degdula. So he rises to a position of leadership of power. Shneamar uminachliel bamot. Bamot being the high places. Vemigisli bo. But he becomes haughty. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Hashem pushes him right back down. Shneamar mibamot hagai. Breaking it up and saying bamot being the high places, the guy being the valleys. So mibamot hagai from those on the high places ends up in the valley. Vimchozer bo Hakadosh Baruch Hu magbio. He does tshuva. Hashem then brings him back, restores him to his original position. Shneamar. So again, this pasuk has nothing to do with what we just read. They're just quoting a different pasuk from Yeshaya, Kogei, Yinasei. Every valley will be raised. Am Rav Huna, Maidichtiv, Chayatcha Yashvu Ba, your flock has dwelled there. Tachin B'tobatcha Le'ani, Elukim, God, you have prepared in your goodness for the one who is poor. Im Adam Masim Atzmo Kechaya Zu Shedoreset V'Ochelet, a person makes himself like this animal that makes the kill V'Ochelet and then eats it. V'Igadamrei Shemasrechet V'Ochelet, that it decomposes and he eats it. Talmudo Mitkayem Biado, then that which he learns is preserved. Rashi says, what's the difference? One is Doreset V'Ochelet is Miyad Achar HaHarigata, immediately on the kill. Sheinu Makpid Al Tanugim, he's not worried about the pleasures of life. He eats his meat without any spices. He doesn't worry about how it's prepared. He eats it the way it is. He's not into indulgences and pleasures. That's Shudoresi Bochelet. And then Shemasrechet goes bad. Rashi Betit. Someone who doesn't go after haughtiness, after these delicacies. Akutz machalo, imtibashoko tzorcho. It's gonna be upset about his food if it's not cooked all the way, not properly. Or lishna achrina, that the rest of ochelet, lachar yigata ochelet miyad. After he kills it, he eats it right away. Kach tamen chachom mechazer al tamadom yashim kabel berabbo. That he does it right away when he hears it from his rebbe. Lashon zen ni rebbe enai. Rashi says that second lashon makes more sense. Lepishim atzinu b'choshash, shederach tamid yachomim lakpid al machalan, derach dulag bekabod al mibishim. That the Tamid Chacham were makpid to eat only proper foods and to dress properly, that there's a certain amount of royalty to Tamid Chachamim, and so therefore the first interpretation about not caring about the food and not caring about the way that it's cooked, he doesn't see as being the right interpretation or the right explanation over here. So rather it's Doreset V'Ochelet, that he immediately goes over what he learned, just like the animal eats right away what it's killed. And again, Masrechet V'Ochelet is that he doesn't chase after those things of haughtiness, of the indulgences of life. Talmudo mitkayim, then he will preserve that which he has learned. Vimlav, ein Talmudo mitkayim, if not, it doesn't stay with him. Vimosekein, if he does so, Kadosh Baruch Hu oseh lo suda be'atzmo, Hashem makes for him a suda himself, shenemar, tachin b'tovetcha le'ani elukim, God himself prepares the goodness for the one who is impoverished. So over here too, if he does this, then Hashem will take care of him. What does it meant in the pasuk Mishlei Notzer Te'ena Yochal Priya? The one who guards the fig will eat from the fruit. Now over here, the Te'ena, the first time it's used here, Te'ena means the fig tree, and the Priya is the fig itself. So the one who guards the fig tree will have the fig. Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ke'Te'ena? Why are Divrei Torah compared to a fig or a fig tree? Ma'teina zu, just like this fig tree, calls manchadam me'mashmesh ba motze ba'teinim. Anytime he comes and checks it out, there are new figs on it. The figs do not ripen at a single time, but rather steadily ripen over time. So every time you come there, there's new figs, there's something to eat. Avdu brei Torah, calls manchadam hoge behen. As long as the person is learning them, motze behen tam. He finds new things and new depths of understanding in them. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Mai Dichtiv, what is meant in the pasuk? Ayelet Ahavim v'yalat chein, loving hind, v'yalat chein, and a pleasant roe. Lama nimshlu divrei Torah le'ayelet? Why are divrei Torah compared to an ayelet, to a hind, to a doe? Lomar lecha ma ayela rachmat sar v'chaviva bolak ol sha'a v'sha'a, just like the I yell at her rahma, her womb is narrow, and therefore she is beloved to her husband at all times. Kishari shona, like first time that he engaged with her. Af divrei Torah chavimin aleihem deim kosha b'shach kishari shona. So too, divrei Torah is beloved to those that learn it at every moment, just like the first time that they engaged it, the first time that they learned it. V'yalat chein, shemalat chein, alomda. V'yalat chein means those that learn it, they gain a certain amount of chein, that they have a certain amount of grace to them. Shakom nasimoto, that everybody elevates them, gives them kavod. V'notorato notena lo chein, and the Torah that he's learned gives them a certain amount of chein. Dada yiravucha b'chol eit. So now the pasuk here continues. The Gemara is quoting the continuation of that pasuk from Mishlei, which the previous line talks about eshet ne'urecha, that the wife of your youth, that she should always be beloved to you. Her breasts, her nipples should satisfy you at all times. Lama nimshalu divrei Torah kedad. Just like this breast or nipple, as long as the baby drinks from it, then there is more milk. So too, divrei Torah, the person who is engaged in them, who is learning them at all times, he'll find more and more in the divrei Torah. Be'avata tishke tamid, and it's love you should. Shogeh here means either be engaged, engrossed always. Or Rashi says the word shogeh comes from going crazy. Shogeh upeti. So either it means you should continuously be engrossed, engaged with its love. Or Rashi says bishvil ahavata, because you're so in love with the Torah, then taseh atzmacha shogeh upeti laniach iskecha. You're going to make brash judgments or crazy judgments, and you're going to leave your work to go to learn. So you're going to skimp on your work in order to learn more Torah. You're going to make what we call a crazy decision in doing so. So that's what he says the word shogeh means here. Kagon Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. Similar to Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat. Amru alav Rabbi Elazar, Shayor Elazar ben Pedat, Shayor Yoshev Osek b'Torah b'shuk ha'tachton shel Tzipori. He was engaged, engrossed in Torah in the lower marketplace of Tzipori. He said, Dino mutal b'shuk ha'yon shel Tzipori. And his cloak, it was still left in the upper shuk, the upper marketplace of Tzipori, meaning that he was so engaged, engrossed in his Torah, that he forgot that he left his things or his items back on the other part of the shuk. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, pamachat ba'adam litlo. Somebody came to take his cloak or pick it up for him. I don't know if they wanted to take it for themselves, they wanted to return it to him. Matzah bosaraf, and he found a poisonous serpent inside of it. So I guess that he was protected. Hashem was protecting him because he was so engaged in Torah that he left his cloak behind, but by leaving it behind, there was really a serpent in there and he would have been killed had he put it on. Tana de Rav Anan, my dichtiv, what is meant by the pasuk in Shirat Devorah? Ruchvei atonot tzichorot yoshivei almedin. Here, Devorah is describing those individuals that should give praise to Hashem for that which he's done. Over here, she's referring allegorically to the Talmid Chachamim and Dayanim. Those that ride on the tawny donkeys, Yoshvei al-Midin, that sit in couches, Balechet al-Derech, that go on their way, Sichu, they should speak up. Who are those that ride the donkeys? Elu Tamidei Chachamim, Shemachim Meir Meir, Umidina Midina, Lemod Torah. Those are Tamidei Chachamim that travel from city to city. They're iterant because they want to learn Torah in these different places. Tzichorot, Shosim Ota Kitzaharayim. They make it like it is the middle of the day. Whether that means that they make their days long, as if even when it's dark, it's light out, so that they learn, or Sayatok Tzaraim is that they make the Torah clear. That when they learn the Torah, then they're able to bring it in and present it in a way that is clear. Yoshvei Amidin, that they sit on couches, Shidanim Din Emet L'Amito, that they are then able to adjudicate the law properly. Those that go hochei al derech elu balei mikra, these are the ones who learn the Torah shebichtav al derech elu balei mishnah sichu elu balei talmud. Those are the ones that learn Gemara, the Torah shebichtav, mishnah being Torah shebal peh, and then Talmud not being like our Talmud, but rather the Talmud is the ability to reconcile the different mishnayot, to explain the mishnayot. It is what our Gemara looks like today, but they had it in the form of Torah Shebaal Peh in their day. Shekol Sichatan Divrei Torah. Everything that they engage in, everything that they speak about is Torah. Amrav Shibzi Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ma'id Ichtiv, what is meant by the Pasuk Lo Yacharoch Rimiyat Zedol, the lazy one will not roast his catch, Lo Yichyeh V'lo Yerich Yamim Tzayid HaRamai, that he will not live and it will not have endurance or long life, Tzayid HaRamai, as Rashi says, Marbe Gisar V'enu Mechazer Alah, someone who piles up his learning but never does any Chazara. The one who piles up and learns a ton, yachroch, it'll get roasted. It won't stay around. It's like a hunter that goes ahead and captures birds. If each time he captures a bird, he breaks the wings so they can't fly away, then what he captured stays with him. If he just keeps piling up birds, they fly away and he won't be able to keep them. So to over here, you have to go over what you learned, otherwise it won't stay with you. Amar Rova, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, Ma'id Echtiv, what's meant by the Pasuk? Hon mehevel im'at, v'kuveitz al yad, yorbe. That person who gathers vanity, im'at, will be diminished. Kuveitz al yad, one who labors, yorbe, will have more. Im aseh adam torato chavilot chavilot mitmait. If he makes his Torah piles and piles, he just keeps learning more and more. Without any chazara, it ends up being diminished. Im lav, if not, kovetz ayad yerbeh. If he does it piece by piece, it goes over what he learned. Each piece, yerbeh, then he'll have a lot more. Slow and steady wins the race, rather than trying to accumulate large quantities of knowledge. Amar Rova Yadei Rabbanan Hamilta. The Rabbanan know this, V'avri Allah. And still they violate it, even though they know that the right way to do this is piecemeal by piecemeal, piecemeal by piecemeal. Nevertheless, there's a tremendous taiva to accumulate more and to learn more, and that's exactly what we do or people do, because there's a certain amount of appeal to accomplishment and to covering ground, even though it may not be the most efficacious way to remember that which you have learned. I did this recommendation of doing it slowly, and it stayed with me, and I was able to remember that which I learned. Darabanan, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. How was the Torah taught when Moshe received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Moshe Lamad Mipi HaGvura. Moshe learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron V'shana Lo Moshe Pirko. Aaron comes in and Moshe teaches him alone that which he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nistaleg Aaron v'yashav the small Moshe. Aaron moves and sits on the left side of Moshe. Nichnasu banav. Then his children come in. Over here his children are Elazar v'Tamar. V'shanalehem Moshe Pirkan. Then Moshe teaches the children. Nistalku banav. Then his children go and sit. Elazar yashav liyamin Moshe. Elazar sits on the right of Moshe. V'Tamar lismo. Nitamar on the left side. The small Aaron. Aaron was sitting on the left of Moshe. He'll sit on the left of Aaron. V'domer the olam Aaron liyamin Moshe chuzer. That time Aaron gets up and moves to Moshe's right. Because the right is more mechubad, that's only when there's somebody on the left. If there's nobody on the left, then you have to sit on the left. So that's why Aaron went to the left at first. So afterwards, either Elazar, who's the older one, sits on the right, and Itamar to the left of Aaron, or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Aaron gets up and moves to the right now, and then Elazar will be to his right, and Itamar to the left of Moshe. Nichnezuz kenim. Afterwards, the elders come in, v'shanalem Moshe perkam, and then Moshe teaches them directly. Nistalkuz kenim, then the kenim sit around, and nichnasu kolam. Then the remainder of the people come in, v'shanalem Moshe perkan. Moshe teaches them directly. Nimtzu biyad Aaron arba'a, that means Aaron now has reviewed it four times. Biyad banav, his children have heard it three times. Biyad es kenim shnaim. Biyad kolam echad, and the people have only heard it once. Nistalek Moshe, Moshe leaves. B'shanaleim Aaron Pirko. Aaron goes over that which he was taught. Now he goes over it. And then, Nilstaka Aaron. Then Aaron leaves. Shanaleim Banav Pirkan. And then the children, Elazar V'Itamar, teach. Nistahu Banav, Shanaleim Zakenim Pirkan. Then after the children leave, the Zakenim then teach it. Nimtza Biyara Kol Arba'a. That means that each person now has heard it four times. Aaron from Moshe four times. Then the Banav Shal Aaron three times from Moshe, once from Aaron, and then the Zekenim heard it twice from Moshe, once from Aaron, once from his children, and the Am hears it once from each of them, Moshe, Aaron, Banav, and the Zekenim. Began Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Chayav Adam Lishnot LeTalmido Arba'a Be'amim, that a person who wants to teach his students has to teach them over four times. That you have to present the material four times before you expect them to remember it. Kal v'chomer, Ma Aaron, Shalaman Mipi Moshe. Aaron who learned directly from Moshe, Moshe mipi agvura kach, And Moshe learned directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mistayim milto. Nevertheless, they needed to say it four times. Hejot, mipi hejot, alchad gamo vegamo. Then certainly, hejot, mipi hejot. Person is just a lay person learning for another lay person. Certainly they should have to go over it four times. How do we know that a person must teach a student until he grasps it? Shenemar v'lamda et b'nei Yisrael. You must teach b'nei Yisrael. You have to teach it until they understand it. Not only do you have to teach it until they know it, but they also have to have a grasp and understanding of it. Shenemar sima b'fiim. That you place it into their mouth. So not only is it lamda, but sima bpm, that they have to be able to articulate that which they've learned. Minayin shechayav larot lo panim. And how do we know that you have to be the one who does this and prepares it and presents it? Shenemar ve'ela mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. That these are the mishpatim that you have to lay out in front of them, that you have to be able to make it presentable, palatable, and understandable. V'ligmeru kulo mimoshe. Why doesn't the process work? Why everybody learns from Moshe? In order to give kavod to each of these individuals, there's a hierarchy here, and that hierarchy benefits by having Moshe teach them more times. Neil Aaron v'nigmar mimoshe. So why don't we have it that Aaron goes in and learns from Moshe? V'lailu banav. And then his children come in, and Aaron should teach them then immediately. And his kinim come in, and Alazani Tamar should teach them. And then his kinim should teach it to the remainder of Bnei Israel. So it came into Moshe, since Moshe heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has a certain amount of mazal to it, a certain amount of benefits, and therefore we needed Moshe to teach directly to each party, because the more likely that the Torah will stay, because he was the one who received it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Le'olam Aaron Le'yamin Moshe Chuzer. Aaron gets up and moves to Moshe's right when his children come in. Keman Azla Hadetanya. Who is this like, this Breita? Shlusha Shayu Me'alchim Baderech. Three people that are traveling together. A Rav Be'emtza. The Rav is in the middle. V'gadol. The next one in the hierarchy is B'yimino on his right side. The katan bismolo, and the lowest of the three is on the left side. Leima Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like it's Rabbi Yehuda. Like in our quote here of Kedzer Sefer Mishnah, where he says Aaron moves over to the right of Moshe when his children come in. The lo Rabbana, not the Rabbana, who say he stays in place. So my says afilu teima Rabbana, the Rabbanans could be authors of this statement. Mishum tircha d'Aaron. Over there, the case is that they're walking, they're going to travel. So then the gadol goes to the right, and the lesser person goes to the left. Over here, Aaron already sat down. He sat down on the left side because it's improper to sit on the right side of your Rebbe until there's another party there. So once he sat down already, to bother him or to ask him to move, that we won't do. But if up front you make a decision, then they would agree that the person goes to the right. Rebbe Preda, Avalei Ahu Talmida, Davetoni Lei, Arba, Mea Zimni Vigamar. Preda had this Talmid, this student, that if he taught him it 400 times, then he would get it, and then it would stick with him. So he would do that. He would teach him 400 times until he got it. Yoma chada bayua lemilta de mitzvah. They came in, or before he started teaching, they came in and said, we need you to do this mitzvah, we need you to engage in this today. So tane lei velo gamar. He did the 400 times, and the student didn't get it that day. Amalei, hayidna maishna. What's different today that you didn't get it after the 400th time? Amalei, mid ayishato damalei lamar. Ika milta de mitzvah. Says, from the moment that we were interrupted and they said that we need our master, we need the Rebbe, we need you to come and take care of this mitzvah, as chayla datai, it caused me to disengage, to lose concentration. Choshat aminu, because every moment I said, hashta koyimar, hashta koyimar, now he's gonna leave, now he's gonna leave, so I wasn't able to concentrate. So I'm like, habdatech, vatnilech, says, concentrate, get your wits about you, I'm gonna teach you again. Hadar Tani Lei, Dalad Mea Zimni Achrina. He taught it again 400 times to him, so 800 times. He had the patience to teach him again 400 times. Nafka Bat Kala, a Bat Kol, heavenly voice comes out. Armalei, Nechalech, what's your choice? The Lisvalach Dalad Mea Shaneh, that we should add on 400 years to your life. O, Chetizko At Vidarach Le Alma Da'ate, that you and this generation should all be guaranteed Olam Haba. So Amar, so he responded, Nisku Ana Vidariyai Le Alma Da'ate, that I and my generation should be guaranteed Olam Haba. Give him both. He made a good choice. Since he was altruistic in his nature and giving to not only himself but to his whole generation, therefore we give him both, that he should also have a long life. The Torah is only acquired through simanim. Here, simanim means either mnemonics or memory aids. Shnemar sima bifiem. They should place it into their mouth. El tikrei sima, ela simana. Don't read it as sima to place, but rather simana. Make signs, you make memory aids in order to remember it. Shema Rav Tachlifa mimarova. So Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael heard this. Azal Amra al-Hamed Rabbi Yubau, he shared it with Rabbi Yubau, Amaratun mehatam, matnitula, you learned it from there. Anan mehocha matninanla, we learned it out from this pasuk, from the famous parak in Yirmiyahu that has the psukim about Rachel mevakal baneha. In that parak, it mentions this pasuk, hatzivalach tziyunim similach tamrurim, that you should place for yourself demarcations, similach tamrurim, that you should have markers or signposts along the way. Asu tziyunim l'Torah, you should make signs, you should make guides to the Torah. Umay mashvadai tziyun l'shon desimanohu. How do you know that tziyun means a siman, a sign of some sort, dichtiv? Because we say in the pasuk from Yechezkel, this is from the perek by Gog u'Magog that we read as Haftorah and Sukkot, v'ra etzem adam u'bano etzlo tziyun. That you will see a bone of a person, and then you will build a marker, you will build some sort of sign that there is tuma here, that there is a bone here. Rabbi Elazar Amar Mihocha, from here, Emor l'chuchma achoti at, muda l'bina tikra. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to understanding, you should call your kinsman or kinswoman. Aseh ma da'im l'torah, make for yourself mnemonics for the Torah. Rava Amar Asem Mu'adim the Torah. You should make times for the Torah. Rashi says here, the Rebbe should be Koveya Itim when he's going to teach the students. Should have fixed times so the students know when to come and learn from the Rebbe. Behani Da'amar, and that's what it's meant by. Rashi has it as Rav of Dimi, Rav of Dimi, whereas the Bach has it as Rebbe of Dimi. Make a difference if he's from Bavel or Eretz Yisrael, Bar Chama, Bar Dosa, Mai Dichti, what's meant in the Pasuk, Lo Beshamaimi, Lo Me'ev Relayamhi. That it's not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Lo b'shamayimi, it's not in the heavens, shim b'shamayimi, atat tzirich lalot achareah. Had it been in the heavens, you would have had to chase after it. Vim ever liyami, if it was on the other side of the ocean, atat tzirich lavor achareah, you would have to cross the ocean to get to it. But now that it's not, then you put the simanim or any other tachbulot in order that the Torah should stay with you. That's what the pasuk's telling you. No matter what it, where it is or where the Torah is, you'd have to go after it. So to over here, you have to make the signs or use whatever memory aids you can in order to remember the Torah. Whatever is in your power to do, you must do in order to remember the Torah. Rav Amar, lo b'shamayim hi, lo timtza b'mi shemagbiya dato alei k'shamayim. Person who's haughty about it like the heavens, you won't find Torah with him. Lo timtza b'mi shemarchiv dato alei k'yam, or someone who is marchiv dato, he's widened his persona like the ocean, meaning that he thinks a lot of himself, kayam, then that also Torah is not found in those people. You have to be humble in order for Torah to stay with you. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, some say that it is Rava Amar, lo b'shamayimi, lo timtza b'gasei ruach. You will not find it amongst those that are of haughtiness. V'lo me'ever liyami, lo timtza lo b'sacharanim, v'lo b'tagrim. You won't find it amongst those that are merchants and sellers. The sacharanim go from city to city. The tagrim are the ones that sell in their city. Elo, you have to be like Nireh Veinu Nireh that we said at the beginning of today's daf, that you give up your time. You don't spend a lot of time in the shuk selling your wares and your items, but rather you are going over your Torah. So here there's a machloket in the girsa. The shultot is girsa is that Rabbi Yochanan made the first statement and Rava made the second statement. The way we have in our Gemara is Rava made the first statement, Rabbi Yochanan made the second statement. It's interesting only because the Gemara relates to us in another place that Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa were sitting on a bench together. They were both Tamidei Chachamim, they were learning. And then Rabbi Yochanan hears a bird speaking and saying that he should go off to become a gadol, that he should go and learn Torah and commit himself to Torah. He asked Ilfa if he heard it. Ilfa did not hear the bird speaking. And that's exactly what happens. Rabbi Yochanan goes off to learn Torah and become a Tamid Chacham. Ilfa remains in business as a merchant, and despite that fact, Ilfa says, and the Gemara relays that, he says, despite the fact he went into business, he put himself off in the mast of the ship and said, I'm not coming down or I will fall down. If you ask me any question, I don't remember what it is. But there you see that Rabbi Yochanan himself gave up going into work or to business in order to be a Talmud Chacham. So it would be apropos for Rabbi Yochanan to be making the statement of, Because it would be Rabbi Yochanan le Shitato. So that may be why our Gemara has it as Rabbi Yochanan over here, whereas the Shilta has it the other way around. But why might it be more apropos to have Rabbi Yochanan make that statement? Alright, we'll stop over here.